Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
It is a Prove It Sunday this week in the NFL. It is Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. Christopher Montavious Canty, a day over 40 years old. How was your birthday evening?
Birthday was outstanding. I was told by the wife that last night was not the end of my birthday celebration.
Oh.
So the party's going to keep going the rest of the weekend. Now, I'm excited that my wife wants to celebrate me, but what she's really doing is setting the bar high for her birthday next month. That's all happening.
You getting set up like a bowling pin right here, buddy. That's all that is happening. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and we celebrate Veterans Day today to all those brave men and women who have served our country, who have lost their lives in protecting our way of life, and who continue to protect our freedom. We appreciate you so much today and every day. As for the NFL this weekend, let's roll.
Here we go!
Only one place to start.
And it's brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Canty, this weekend there are an awful lot of situations where people have things to prove, where players have things to prove, where coaches have things to prove. And we start very early on Sunday morning with the Bucks and the Seahawks. And, you know, that's 9:30 a.m. Eastern time, 6:30 in the Pacific Coast, because we have that game is over in Munich, Germany. You know, it's amazing that we can even say this at this point. But you and I have had the discussion about Tom Brady and where his level of play is. Canty, I am at the belief that he can still very much help somebody win. But I can't argue that he needs to elevate his level of play, not just for the Bucs this year, but for teams to be more comfortable in bringing him in next year, because he's going to be looking for a home in 2023.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, we'll have to see what the rest of the season has for Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Bucs. But, Carlin, I'm surprised that you're being so rude to our guest, who is so kind to join us on the first segment, former teammate of Tom Brady, one Rob Ninkovich. What is that?
I had no idea he was there. Ninko is with us. That's outstanding.
Yeah, I was in on the intro, and nobody knew who I was. I was probably just adding in, or nobody heard me. It's okay. It's all right. We got the two best beards in radio right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. We got a lot of beard envy out there if everyone could see our beards. Can't see a little better than mine. Canty's is, it might be enhanced.
It's enhanced a little bit. But I told you, Ninko, you have one of the best beard games at all of ESPN. Yeah. So I know when I'm going to be on television with Ninko, I gotta have my beard game on 10.
Mine has enhanced a little bit, but I got a few grays. I gotta touch those up later. I'll get it done later.
Yeah, and that's what I was about to say, Nico, because I have told you before that I absolutely love your beard, but a few years ago it turned completely gray on me, and that is a problem. And you gotta get in the game early, so to speak. I'm making sure to take care of that so it doesn't become an issue.
Well, you know, I think that's the struggle. I'm close to 40. Canty being a day over 40 now. You know, once you hit 40, them grays start to creep in. But he looks good. Canty, I'm looking at his head, too.
No doubt.
They got no grays up there either. Maybe enhanced.
Well, maybe enhanced, too. Exactly. Exactly. But, Nico, speaking of enhanced, man, what do the Tampa Bay Buccaneers need to enhance in their game plan in order to give them a snowball's chance in hell in Munich against the Seahawks?
Points. They have to score more points, plain and simple. They are not scoring enough. And they're playing a team that's, what are they, three? What is Seattle? I think they're scoring what? How
they're
many total
30,
points?
They're scoring 30, 31 points a game
31
over the last
points.
3 weeks.
Is that first in the NFL or is that three? I think they're top three in the NFL.
Top three
at scoring. So when you're playing a team that's scoring, you have to match and you have to go out there and you have to put points up on the board. You can't kick field goals. And they're struggling in the red zone. When you can't punch it in to the end zone and you're settling for three – and the other team scoring, that's a problem. So you look at this offense, they're trying to figure stuff out, but they have the experience and they have the pieces. And that we thought that they had the chemistry, but they don't look like they have the chemistry right now. So moving forward, number one, they got to improve in the red zone. They have to have more balance. They're one-dimensional. Mm-hmm. They're not running the football. I think they're last in the NFL in rushing attempts. That is not good. So can they get it done? I don't think so. When I watched that Rams game, it was like watching paint dry, both teams. It was tough to watch.
Rob Ninkovich, ESPN NFL analyst, joining Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. Rob, how much of it is what's going on in front of Tom Brady right now with the offensive line? And how much, like, how surprised, you mentioned it, how surprised have you been by the fact that they have, that he and Mike Evans have not looked like they've been on the same page sometimes this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's very surprising because we anticipated, and if you think about the whole NFL in general, we've anticipated a lot of other teams to be a lot better than they are. I mean, go down the list. We thought the Broncos were going to be something with Russell Wilson. We thought the Raiders were going to be, were going to do something different because of a new head coach and some of the moves they make with Adams. The Packers, what are they? You know, it's crazy to think about that these teams that we had high expectations, the Rams, haven't done anything close to what we thought they were going to do. So I think that there's got to be frustration in that team inside the locker room, the expectations. And sometimes those expectations, given they should have been realistic expectations, are not realistic when, number one, you're not playing together. Number two, you have a lot of injuries, so they had to deal with injuries early, which that can mess up your chemistry on a team in a locker room. And their defense, just not playing up to par. All those things combined, you're losing your starting center for the season before camp even, or during camp, first day in training camp, you lose Jensen. Interior guys, you lose your guards. You know, they don't have the interior protection there. And you know Tom Brady, playing against Tom Brady, what does he not like? Inside pressure. Guys in his face because he wants to step up. He wants to step up in the pocket. If there's people on, in and around his feet and he can't step up, it's trouble.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Ninko, you mentioned expectations from the Bucs side of things, but I got to ask you about expectations about Seattle, specifically with Geno Smith. Through the first 9 weeks of the NFL season, the guy is fourth in QBR. Now, we've had to recalibrate our expectations of him and of this Seahawks team, but have you seen enough from Geno so far for him, for you to be sold on him being the long-term answer at quarterback in Seattle?
I'd like to, I mean, it's a halfway point. I'd like to see as the season continues. For what I see so far, he's a great answer for something that when you have a franchise quarterback like Russell Wilson, you thought he was going to be there a long time. He pushes his way out. Things don't work out. You really didn't have something that you like we thought as fans or people outside of the building there, Pete Carroll saw it, that Geno was going to be the guy that could take them to where they're at right now. I didn't think that that was the case. And Geno even said it after a game, you know, people wrote me off, but I didn't write off myself. So he's been able to take this opportunity and run with it. And I think that he's putting up a pretty good fight to show like, hey, I'm here. I'm helping this team win. We're in, we're basically in it right now. We're in the mix to be in the playoffs and to make a run at this thing. I want to see what he does in some of those big moments when the game's on the line, if they do get into the playoffs. I want to see how he performs at that level.
All right, so feet to the fire as a follow-up question. Do you think that Geno Smith is closer to Rich Gannon, a guy we saw win an MVP late in his career, take a team to the Super Bowl late in his career, or more? Is it more of Ryan Fitzpatrick, 2015 New York Jets?
No. I'm not going with Fitzpatrick. I'm going
to
say
– it's closer to Rich Gannon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, got it.
Yeah, I'm going again on that. Just because of the fact that this team, and you think about Pete Carroll being the old, he doesn't look like the oldest head coach.
He doesn't, man. I don't know what he's doing.
He looks
he's got more energy than I do.
The fountain of youth, as far as that energy is infectious, and I think that the team has bought in to the system, and Geno Smith has helped that process as well. You have great core receivers. You got to, you know, you have a great head coach that's been in big games, won a Super Bowl. So I think that that experience that Pete Carroll has can push this team into a perfect situation of nobody counted on us. Nobody saw us doing this. We're here and we're going to surprise some people. Geno Smith might continue to do that.
Rob Ninkovich, ESPN NFL analyst with us. Rob, last one from me. What has your attention this weekend? What are you most fascinated by in this weekend's games, something that you're looking for?
Vikings-Bills. I want to see how Buffalo operates offensively without Josh Allen. If Josh Allen doesn't play, which I don't think he should, what do they look like? Because he basically is 80-plus percent of the offense. The backup has to come in. We don't know. 1 week, 2 weeks, we don't know. But they can't lose two games. And the Vikings, Nobody's talking about the Vikings. They got a good record, too. So the Vikings could potentially surprise a lot of people, similar to the Seahawks. Nobody's talking about them. Well, the boom, right now, you look at their record, they're a pretty good football team. And how does Buffalo respond as a team to not having their starting quarterback? Are they going to regress? Are they going to step up? Is their defense going to step up? And can the Vikings go on the road in a hostile environment and take care of business?
Well, I apologize for being rude, Nico. I mean, it's just a terrible job by me.
It's okay. I forgive you. You're not here, so it's understandable.
No, I'm not.
And, you're not in person.
It doesn't excuse anything. I don't make excuses. I'm not Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, but it feels like he is Aaron Rodgers, not being around during OTAs when it's time to work.
Just don't say, come see me. You know, like, you might have to come see me.
Rob Ninkovich, ESPN NFL analyst, joining Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio, filling in for Greeny, which, by the way, is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive is proud to support veterans and small businesses with their annual Keys to Progress vehicle giveaway program, helping veterans move their lives forward since 2013. Learn more at keystoprogress.com. Canty is fresh off an appearance on Get Up. He is at the Seaport. I am with our affiliate in Lansing, Michigan at 7:30, The Game. We thank them so much for having me here, and we have got so much to get to in just moments, including more players like Geno Smith, like Tom Brady, that have things to prove this weekend, and coaches that have things to prove here in the second half to keep their jobs. We're in on it all. Huge NFL weekend. Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Be a part of Greeny Nation, the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Hit us up at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, ESPN Nation, presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Canty and Carlin in for Greeny today on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. Canty, there are a lot of players like Geno Smith, like Tom Brady, who we were just talking about, that have things to prove in the second half. But there are also coaches that really have some things to prove in the second half. And I wanted to run through this list and figure out who legitimately has concerns and who doesn't. Because I think you and I disagree on a couple, and I want to get into those. And let's just go right through. And right out of the gate, these are the guys that we asked the question, is it even possible for them to save their jobs at this point?
Okay.
We start with Nathaniel Hackett. I just, it's hard for me to envision it based off of what we have seen in the first half of the year. I think there has to be a major shift in that offensive dynamic with that team, because we know that Russ is not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. And so Nathaniel Hackett is going to take a quick axe, new ownership, all that stuff. It would have to be, to me, a big second half of the year where the Broncos made the playoffs.
Yeah, I think they have to make the playoffs. Otherwise, Nathaniel Hackett is out of there. But, Carlin, I just don't see that with the road that the Broncos have to go. I mean, yeah. They're one of the worst teams in all of football, and they're playing against one of the hottest teams in all of football, the Tennessee Titans, that have won five of their last six matchups and that took Kansas City into overtime down to the wire. I just don't see it happening for them. On top of the Titans, they've got the Ravens, the Chiefs twice, and the Chargers in their regular season finale. I just don't see how the Broncos pull out of this nosedive.
I can't see it either. Okay. I think I know how you feel about this one.
All right.
Brandon Staley. Any shot, Canty?
Well, here's the thing. If you have a top 5-7 quarterback, then you should be a team that gets to the playoffs, correct? And this will be Staley's second crack at it.
They've had some injuries, but
they've had injuries, but I mean, every team has to deal with injuries. A part of having a quarterback that's that talented is he helps you overcome all of those injuries. But the fact that they missed the playoffs last year in the way that it happened, Carlin, with some questionable coaching decisions in their regular season finale against the Raiders, that's a part of the problem. That influences the perception coming into this season. And if they were, for whatever reason, to fall short and not make the playoffs, even though through the midway point they would be a playoff team, that is a reflection on the head coach, and it's not going to be a good one for a team that's about to have to pay their quarterback $250 million in a contract extension. So with Sean Payton looming out there, I think that the Chargers would look at it as an opportunity to upgrade. That's why I think Brandon Staley is on the hot seat, because he's holding down one of the most attractive jobs in all the NFL.
Oh, no question. And I also look at this and look at the next 2 weeks. They're 5-3 right now.
Yeah.
San Francisco on Sunday night. Then Kansas City.
Ooh.
I mean, you're going to 5-5.
Brutal, yeah. That'll
you're going 5-5.
Yeah.
And then after that, the question is, can they get five more out of the last seven?
Well, they're not beating the Dolphins, and they're not beating the Titans. So you can cross
those off. That's two right away.
Yeah.
And so the remaining games are at Arizona, at Vegas, Indianapolis, the Rams, and Denver. I mean, can they get those five?
But here's the thing, Carlin. They have to get all of those five.
Yeah, absolutely.
There is no margin for error, and that's the problem.
And
you talked about some of the injuries that they're dealing with. We'll see whether or not they can get some of those guys back. We'll see what happens with Keenan Allen. We'll see what happens with Mike Williams. We'll see what happens with Rashawn Slater. But, Carlin, I mean, again, those aren't excuses as to why this team is really not viewed as a contender in the AFC West, and that shouldn't be the case when you have Justin Herbert under center. You're not going to be outmatched most Sundays from the quarterback spot, and yet it feels like this team is outmatched every single game that they go into. Think about this. It took all of Russ being cooked for the Chargers to beat the Broncos in overtime a few weeks ago. And last week, they should have lost to the Atlanta Falcons had Taquan Graham, defensive tackle, not fumbled the ball after he got a fumble recovery. Think about this now. We're not talking about a 5-3 where this team has had decisive wins. This team is skated by from the misfortune of a lot of their opponents. And so I just don't know that we can trust that the Chargers, even in games that they're being favored by the FBI to win, are going to take care of their business.
Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. There is no way Cliff Kingsbury is going to be able to keep his job. I just don't see
Canty. That's dumb.
And they just gave him the contract extension. That whole situation, it is the desert of regret right now between Kingsbury, between Keim, and ultimately with Kyler Murray.
Yeah, it's buyer's remorse out there, but you're right. The cheaper of the three is the one that's going to get fired. They extended the GM, the head coach, and the quarterback. They're not going to get rid of the GM. They're not going to get rid of the quarterback, so it feels like Kingsbury is the odd man out. But it feels like there should be a lot of buyer's remorse for the Bidwell family with what they paid to all three of those guys, because they're not getting the return on an investment. And it doesn't feel like they're even close, Carlin. They feel like they're the worst team in the NFC West by far. And that's saying something.
It feels like the one guy that has a good chance of saving his job, the guys that could be really in a tough position, Dan Campbell. Like, if they turned it around here in the second half and started winning some of those tight games that they were losing earlier in the year, I think Dan Campbell could position himself reasonably well for the Lions.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I like the way that the Lions play. I mean, they're always fighting. They're always scratching. Very rarely do you find them in a game where you say they let go of the rope. I mean, you want to go back to week 5 against the Patriots where they were blank before the bye week? Okay, that's fine. That was one of those games. Against the Dallas Cowboys, even though the final score was 24-6, Carlin, that was a much closer game than people anticipated. As a matter of fact, the Lions were about to go in for the go-ahead score late in the second half, and Micah Parsons makes an incredible play, and then the Cowboys defense gets a goal line stop by forcing Jamal Williams, to fumble the ball. That changed the complexion of that game, but the Lions were fighting in that game. Most of the games that they play are one-possession games. They just got to find a way to get on the winning side of it, and that's the learning curve that comes along with having a lot of young guys playing significant snaps. You got to learn how to win in this league, so I think a second half – showing that they can win some games, some closely contested ball games, I think that does do enough to save Dan Campbell's job.
Last night you saw Deontay Foreman go off. He was in the zone last night. In the Zone is brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Maybe he helps Steve Wilks. Now, Canty, is it too soon to worry? I'm going to throw two guys at you real quick, and then the big one that we have to talk about. Is it too soon to worry about Josh McDaniels?
Yes, it's too soon to worry about Josh McDaniels.
I believe it is too. I think the Raiders need to make a switch
at quarterback before they make a switch at head coach.
Yeah, the Raiders need some stability because it's been a bumpy couple of years. Is it too soon to legitimately worry about Todd Bowles?
No. No, and the reason why I say no is because we saw a 4-year sample size with the Jets, and it didn't necessarily work out the way that we thought it should. It was a team that was knocking on the playoffs, I want to say 2015, but they lost their regular season finale in Buffalo, and Todd Bowles was never able to get that organization back to that point. And so we wanted to see Todd Bowles take over a team that really didn't have a whole lot of question marks from a personnel standpoint. And yet, as we continue to talk about the Buccaneers, all we do is have questions, especially with the offensive side of the ball. So I do think we have to have some concern about Todd Bowles. Now, ultimately, I think that the Bucs win their division and make the playoffs, but that's a far cry from what we expected them to be coming into this season.
Okay, here's the biggie. For me, with Bowles, we are entirely too soon to talk about it if they actually hang in there, but when you have Brady and you have all those other pieces, and you alluded to the first time around with the Jets, last 3 years, 14-34. That's pretty tough.
Yeah.
I still think it's too soon, though, on Bowles.
Okay.
But, Canty, we thought Mike McCarthy was going to get fired at some point.
Yeah.
Were we wrong?
No, we're not wrong. Because, listen, what the Dallas Cowboys are doing in the regular season means nothing.
Exactly.
With Mike McCarthy, it's about getting this team to contend for a championship. And that means not just winning one playoff game, Carlin. This team has to get to the conference championship game in order for Mike McCarthy to be safe.
Okay,
because this is a roster that should be competing for titles.
Here's my only problem, though. We've heard Jerry talk about getting older and about how that factors in. I have always contended over the last several years when Jason Garrett hung in there as long as he did, because Jerry likes to get the credit, that Mike McCarthy has become the new Jason Garrett, and he will do what Jerry wants to do. Is winning the most important thing, or is winning with credit the most important thing for Jerry? I'm still not convinced it's just flat-out winning.
Well, I mean, you'd hope that he learned his lessons from when things soured with Jimmy Johnson, but I think Jerry's at the standpoint he'll take his title however he can get it. And right now, the way that this thing is going, Mike McCarthy's going to get a ton of credit. Dan Quinn, the defensive coordinator, deserves a ton of credit. And their director of player personnel, Will McClay, he deserves a ton of credit in terms of buying the groceries, because this team was transformed, this defense was transformed when they drafted Micah Parsons 2 years ago. And I don't think anybody expected Parsons to be as good as he is this early in his career, the best defensive player in all of football. So, yeah, I just think that it's a situation now where the Cowboys have an opportunity to contend for a championship. You look around the NFC, Carlin, you'd be hard-pressed to say that the Cowboys aren't the second-best team in the entire conference. So if you're that good, if you still have a chance to be able to win your division and have the number one overall seed going into the playoffs halfway through the season, then you should have championship aspirations no matter who wants to get the credit.
It's Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Chris Carlin, Chris Canty. It's 11-11, and Vivid Seats is making wishes come true. Our favorite ticket app is giving away $5,000 in free tickets today only to celebrate that when you buy 10 tickets, you can get your 11th free thanks to Vivid Seats Rewards. Head over to Vivid Seats Twitter account. At twitter.com/VividSeats for your chance to win. They're picking a winner at 11:11 p.m. tonight, so don't delay. Age and eligibility restrictions apply. Visit vividseats.com/rewards for reward. Can I speak today? Reward program terms and conditions. Canty, you and I were anxiously anticipating yesterday the press conference from the D.C. Attorney General.
Yeah,
I was hoping that in the grander scheme, there would be more to it than just another civil suit, because part of me just thinks that Dan Snyder looks at civil suits and just kind of like, it's like a mosquito that just is kind of annoying him, you know, just swats it away. But you took a lot more out of it in some of the details of what was said yesterday.
Well, before we even get into that, Carlin, let's remember there are concurrent investigations that are happening. So it's
There's not more, just with
the D.C. Attorney General is doing. It's not just with the Virginia Attorney General is doing. We got the U.S. Attorney in the Eastern District of Virginia investigating financial impropriety. And we know when the federal government decides they're going to come after you, you got some problems, Carlin. So we'll have to see where
they
the criminal side
to.
Of all of this all goes. But one of the things that Carl Racine pointed out in his findings in investigating the commanders is the hands-on approach that Dan Snyder had with some scandalous things. I mean, think about this, Carlin. Scantily clad, dressed cheerleaders having video of them being recorded unbeknownst to them and then being disseminated to God knows who. How in the world is the owner a part of a scandal like that?
And like overseeing it.
Overseeing
almost.
It. I mean, talking about what they should be wearing. And it's just and videoing people without them knowing, Carla, that's repulsive. It's disgusting, and it's just a gross abuse of power. And we've seen it over and over again with this organization, the misogyny, the sexual harassment within the organization. I mean, numerous claims against other employees that have worked there in the past, not to mention the direct allegations from Tiffany Johnston about sexual harassment and unwanted advances by Dan Snyder himself. This is an ugly, ugly chapter for the NFL when it comes to dealing with the commanders. And, Carlin, the part that's probably the most telling is the NFL's response. A league spokesperson, Brian McCarthy, what he said in his statement: "We reject the legal and unsound and factually baseless allegations made today by the D.C. Attorney General against the NFL and Commissioner Goodell, and will vigorously defend against those claims." You know who he didn't say they're going to defend? The Washington Commanders and Dan Snyder.
Yeah,
that tells
exactly.
you everything you need to know.
Yep.
And so there's a little bit of there's some fault on the NFL's part in this as well, Carlin, because they're the ones that agreed that the best approach when it came to the Beth Wilkerson investigation is not to issue a written report, but to just have an oral report. Well, if all of the things that AG Carl Racine spelled out are true, if you're the NFL, why wouldn't you want to issue a written report? If for no other reason to say that this is something that we won't stand for. Again, the league falling short of establishing a standard that everybody that's an employee or an owner or a part of it needs to adhere to.
The only two things I can think of at this point are that, number one, they felt like Snyder had a whole lot more, and that's why they continued not to defend him, but to not release any kind of or ask for any kind of a report that was in ink so that it could get leaked, or number two, that he just had entirely too much dirt that was going to get out there. Like, it's the idea that I understand that he works for owners, but why has the line been so far above and beyond where it should be when it comes to the Washington Commanders as opposed to what it was with Carolina a few years ago? That's really what I don't get. Because Jerry Richardson, that was a pretty swift situation when you think about it in the whole. And I'm not saying that that was wrong. We don't know a lot of the specifics out of that.
Yeah.
How is it possible that Daniel Snyder has been given more latitude here? Because that's what it feels like.
Well, I don't think there's any question that that's the case, Carlin. And I don't understand it. I can't answer that. I'm not in those rooms. I don't know what's being discussed. But it's clear that the owners are fed up with it, too. Because that's why you had Jim Irsay, when they had the owners' meetings in New York a few weeks ago, come out and say, there's enough for us to consider moving on from Dan Snyder and not allowing him to continue to be a part of the National Football League. Everybody is sick of it. The people in the DMV area are sick of it. What little fan base they have left is sick of it. It's not a team that you can be proud of. It's not a team that you want to be associated with. Carlin, they're talking about the owner giving the directive to people within the organization to withhold season ticket deposits. They're talking about withholding seat licenses, the deposits that people put down, and not allowing them to get it back. Put roadblocks in place so they'll give up trying to get those deposits back. Carlin, that is absolutely ridiculous. It's unfortunate that that's what Dan Snyder has been doing with his franchise to his fan base and to the NFL as a whole, and it has to stop.
I have to believe that it's coming. I have to believe that it's coming. I just, it's one of those things where we've talked about this before. When you tell me he's out, show me he's out. Show me, if you're going to tell me he's dead, tell him to show me the body in this whole situation. That's what I want to see.
It's coming.
Greeny, the podcast.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Bigger question right now for Josh Allen and the Bills is not necessarily about Sunday against the Vikings. We'll get into that in just a moment. It's Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app presented by Progressive Insurance. Canty, ZipRecruiter makes it easy to hire for even the most specific role, like, well, a mascot in Missouri. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers find a quality candidate the first day. Try it for free today. ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. I'm going to operate under the assumption, basically Vegas told us the other day that Josh Allen isn't playing when the point spread on the Bills and the Vikings went from 9.5 to 3.5, even though they were saying he was day-to-day. He's not playing this week. I can't imagine he's going to play this week.
No, he's not playing this week, Carlin. There's no way. And when you start hearing players in that locker room talk about Case's strong suits, like Gabriel Davis and Deion Dawkins saying the best thing that Case Keenum has going for him is that he only tries to be himself. He doesn't try to be Josh Allen. That, to me, signals that there's a mindset in that locker room that's preparing themselves not to have Josh Allen on Sunday. So we'll have to wait and see what Case Keenum is or isn't once they get out there. This Bills offense and this team, for that matter, is going to take a hit because of how important Josh Allen is to their success. This guy accounts for 84% of their yards, Carlin.
Wow.
84. If this Bills team can't use the formula that they've used to have success, which means your quarterback being able to lead one of the most explosive offenses in the NFL, then not only is it going to hurt in terms of your offensive output and your point total, but it's going to hurt your defense in terms of what the game plan looks like and how they have to approach defending opponents. Because here's the deal. When you got Josh Allen at under center, you know that that offense is going to score points. And so the opposing offense, to a degree, becomes one-dimensional because you got to try to keep up. You got to try to keep pace with the Bills throwing touchdowns all over the yards. With Josh Allen not being the quarterback and Case Keenum stepping in, that all of a sudden changes things. And for a team that struggled to stop the run and to run the football outside of the quarterback, I don't know. I think this can open the door for Minnesota to pull off the upset.
Listen, I think they can too. But I've been thinking about this for the last 24 hours because we have spent so much time detailing just how bad the Buffalo Bills have been in the run game.
Mm-hmm.
And stopping it is one thing. Can they find a way to run the football? Kenty, what is the biggest issue here? Because Devin Singletary is a good back, but he has never struck me as a guy that is going to play every down, or is going to be an every down 25 carry a game guy consistently in the league. I think James Cook can be that guy, but is the biggest issue the running back? Or the guys who are blocking in front of him right now?
No, I'm going to say the guys blocking in front of him, Carlin.
I would think so.
Yeah,
but like,
I mean, all running backs run the same when there's no hole, and that's a big part of the problem. That offensive line is not getting a ton of movement at the point of attack. And, Carlin, unless that changes, it's going to continue to be a slog for the Buffalo Bills in that regard, man. I mean, your offensive line has to have the ability to move people, and that's just not what they do, Carlin. That's not a strength of this team. I don't know if it's something that they can turn around and fix on the fly, but that's the state of the Buffalo Bills' run game. I mean, think about it. The two top rushers on this team, not named Josh Allen, only have 22 first downs running the football. 22, Carlin. To me, it's not just a personnel issue with the running backs. I think it's a bigger issue with the offensive line.
Yeah, I suspected that was the case, and in watching them, it's frustrating when you have the weapon of Allen and the way they use him that part of the game is not respected more.
Mm.
And it's because of the offensive line. Like, when you have Josh Allen, Kenty, am I wrong to say this? When you have Josh Allen, you should be able to run the football more effectively just because they always have to guard against Josh Allen running the football. Other guys should have more success in addition to being able to pass it a little bit better.
No, Carlin, there are no lies told in what you're saying right now. There aren't. They should face a lot of favorable looks in terms of the coverages with the weapons that they have. But even with that, that offensive line can't get any movement in the point of attack. They're 21st, Carlin, in run block win rate.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcasts.